Justin Keene has got a hammy coming up on him, but he gets around the left side. He breaks the tackle, and he scores. Great. Touchdown, Gorfield.
Davis picks up the punt on the hop. It's the right side. He got a lane, and he's got some speed. There it goes to the house. 10-5. Touchdown, Andre Davis.
He's got to see if he gets around the right edge, and he is out of there. He is going to take this one 90 yards. Another handoff to Justice Keene. He's got blockers in front of him. He's going to run this one into the end zone.
Just had nothing but daylight. He could have taken it at the flagstaff. Nobody would have got it.
It's time for Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion football on 780 KAZM.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the first game of Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion football here on ESPN 780 KAZM.
15-yard
run. The Scorpions
right
are taking on the Camp Verde Cowboys in a cross valley rivalry, and we just had the opening kickoff with the Scorpions
out to the left side, and he is
kicking
gone.
The ball off
Brian
to the Cowboys.
Brian Wynn has
over
nothing
at
but
about
daylight.
The
33-yard
line.
There's the 79-yard. There's the first successful option. Beautiful.
Josh Freeman here with you tonight, and I will be with you throughout the season as our own Mike Tabak is now an assistant coach for the Scorpions. Crowd still filling in here at John Ordine Stadium as Cowboys are prepared to take their first snap. They've got one runner in the backfield, quarterback in the shotgun. He'll take it. He'll fake the handoff, take it to the right side himself. He's out to the 40, to the 45-yard line. It looks like he just got the first down on the Cowboys' first play of the game. Quarterback Trevor Heyer there with the 12-yard gain on first and 10. Scorpions tonight wearing their purple jerseys, silver helmets, and silver pants. Cowboys in the away whites with the blue helmets. There's the next snap. This time it's a handoff to number 4, Jason Leonard, and he is stuffed at the line of scrimmage. It looked like Michael Ryan in there on tackle. And it will be 2nd and 10 after no gain for the Cowboys. Quarterback in the shotgun. He'll fake the handoff and pitch to a man behind him, but he's met just behind the line. He'll get thrown forward for a yard or two, but it's going to be 3rd and long for the Cowboys coming up after just a short gain for Ryan Loza. Solid tackling there by the Scorpions as they met him at the line of scrimmage. And Cowboys now set for 3rd down and about 9. Quarterback deep in the shotgun. He's got a man to his left. He'll take the snap, fake the handoff, look the pass to the right side. There's the catch, number 24, Dakota Bruland. But he's brought out of bounds after a gain of just 3 or 4 yards. It's going to be 4th and 5 for the Cowboys. Ball set right at the 50-yard line for the Cowboys, and they will bring in the punt team. And it looks like number 36, Kevin Oath, out back to punt for the Cowboys. With the Sedona Scorpions having Bailey Ehrlich down at about his own 10-yard line, set to receive the punt. Here's the snap. It's a low one. He picks it up off the dirt, gets the kick away. Ehrlich will let it bounce at the 20-yard line, and it's downed by the Cowboys at about the 18. So the Sedona Red Rock Scorpion offense take over for the first time this season. They'll have number 17, I believe, Dawson Barber, lining up as quarterback. Coach John Brashaw in his debut tonight as the head coach of Sedona. He's been an assistant coach here for several years, but last year's coach, Ken Selly, moved back to Chicago. And the Scorpions will take their first snap under center, but nope, we've got a flag. Before the snap, let's see what the infraction is, pointing at the line. And Scorpions clapping. It looks like it's going to be an offsides penalty on the Cowboys' defense, encroaching the line of scrimmage. So, not a bad start for the Sedona offense, as they've got 1st and 5 now instead of 1st and 10. With Barber under center, he'll take the snap, hand it off to his right. Runners got about 4 or 5 yards. It looked like Derek Johnson on the handoff. And he'll get made it out to about the 20, trying to see between the legs here, the players, 22-yard line. So second and one here for Sedona Red Rock. Dawson Barber under center now. He's calling out the play to his receivers. They'll send a man in motion from left to right. He'll hand it off. It looks like there was a little bit of confusion there. Barber will keep it himself, and it looks like he got the first down by about a yard. Looks like he got out to the 30-yard line. And it'll be a first and 10, indeed, for the Scorpions. They are heading south to north here, as we see it from the press box. There's about 8 minutes 45 seconds left now here in the first quarter as Barber checks the play on his armband and the sideline. He's in the shotgun now. He's got a big man to his left. Looks like number 78, Tim Hall, lining up in the backfield, and it looks like we're going to get a false start here on the Scorpion offensive line. Here's the referee with Colin. It is indeed a false start, so that'll set the Scorpions back. They're looking now at 2nd and 15. Excuse me, I believe it's 1st and 15 still. They did not get the play away, so it will remain 1st down. Scorpions line up with a wide out on either side. And man in the backfield, that is big number 78, Tim Hall. Normally a lineman, but they've got him lining up in the backfield. He's looking to block. Barber looks down the right sideline. He's got a man open, and he makes the catch. Is he inbounds? No! Wow, Bailey Ehrlich with a terrific catch on the right sideline, but the officials say no, he brought it down out of bounds. So they will bring it back for 2nd and 15 at the 25-yard line. Barber had his man well covered on the right sideline, and Ehrlich did come down with the ball, but again, he was about a foot or so out of bounds. Scorpions now looking to their sideline for the offensive play call. And Barber will now line up under center with a back behind him, Hall. They'll send a man in motion from the right to the left, and they'll pitch it to the moving man, but he's caught in the backfield and brought down for a loss of about 5 yards. Looked like that was Corbin Pulido on the carry, but the pitch, as soon as he caught the pitch, rather, the defense was there in the backfield to meet him. Looks like a loss of 3 on the play. So 3rd and 18, a long 3rd down for the Scorpions from their own 22-yard line. They'll check for the offense play once again. 3rd and 18, no score yet here in the first quarter between the Sedona Scorpions and the Canterbury Cowboys. Dawson under center, he'll take it to the right. He'll keep it himself. He's got about 5 yards. We've got a flag on the near side. He only made it to about the 26-yard line. But we'll have to see what this flag was. May have been a false start, but they did not blow the play dead. So we'll wait and see what the officials have to say. And it's going to be a holding penalty on the Scorpions. That'll set them back, I believe, 10 yards. And they'll repeat 3rd down and long, and it'll now be even 3rd down and longer for the Scorpions. They've got to get to the 40-yard line. The ball was placed at the 22 before this snap, so we'll see how far back it goes as they walk off the infraction. And nope, looks like the Cowboys are going to decline the penalty and force the Scorpions to lose a down. It'll be 4th down and 18 now. Camp Verde's Dakota Brulin in the back, or say downfield, to receive the punt. Here's the snap. It's a good one. The punt is away. Gets to about the 40-yard line, and it's downed there by the Scorpions. And the Cowboy offense will take back over. So a good start for the Scorpions as they got that first down out of the way pretty quickly, but then penalties set them back. Forced them to punt to the Cowboys, who will take over on their own 41-yard line, it looks like. So the Cowboys have Trevor Heyer at quarterback. He's in the shotgun with running back Jason Leonard behind him and to his left. He'll take the snap, hand it off to Leonard. He'll run straight up the line, finds a little bit of a hole, gets about 3 yards, looks like, to the 44-yard line. It'll be 2nd and 7 for the Camp Verde Cowboys. And it was Xavier Turnbull, number 15 on the tackle there for the Scorpions. Hyer's lined up the backfield once again with Leonard to his right. Hyer will take the snap. He'll cut back behind Leonard, make a few guys miss, but he's brought down in the backfield for a loss of about a yard, maybe a yard and a half. We'll see where they spot the ball. But a great job by the Sedona Scorpions, Jake Christensen and Xavier Turnbell, I believe, on the tackle. And it looks like it's going to be 3rd down now. 8 yards still to go for the Cowboys. Hyers once again deep in the shotgun. About 5 yards back. Waiting for the snap. Here it comes. He'll fake the handoff to Leonard. He'll keep the ball to himself. Run to the right. Throw it to the right. And it's almost picked off by Corbin Pulido. Looks like the pass was intended for number 24, Dakota Brulin. But it went through his hands. And it's going to be 4th down and 8 for Camp Verde as they'll bring the punt team back onto the field. Bailey Ehrlich back once again to receive the punt for Sedona. He'll stand about his own 16-yard line as he keeps backing up. And here's the snap to the punter. He gets the kick away. It's a low one. It'll bounce at about the 34-yard line, take a bit of a roll, and go out of bounds at the 30-yard line where the Scorpions will take over. Still no score here in the first quarter. Just over 6 minutes left here in the first half. And it'll be another try for the Sedona offense as they started out good and got held up by penalties. Dawson Barber, the quarterback, looking for to the sideline for the offensive play call. And the whistles blow to start the clock. Barber will be a couple yards in the shotgun. He's got a man on his left. Here's a snap. He's going to drop back in the shotgun. He's going to launch it down to Ehrlich once again, and well defended by the Cowboys. That pass was knocked away. It was a good pass right on line, but the defender was right there, Trevor Hyer, the Cowboy quarterback, showing his defensive skills on that play. And it will be 2nd and 10 now for the Sedona Scorpions. This is the first year that the Cowboys and Scorpions, well, first year in a while at least, that they're not in the same section with the AIA, Arizona Interscholastic Association, redrawing a few of the lines in the offseason. Scorpions under center now, and it looks like there's a fumble. It looks like Camp Verde has recovered it. Dawson Barber fumbled the snap, and yes, indeed, the Cowboy defense will take over as they recover the fumble as it slips through the hands of Dawson Barber. So the Cowboys in favorable field position now on the 29-yard line of Sedona. And let's see if their offense can do anything with a short field, and let's see how the Sedona defense holds up, defending their half of the field. Hyer back in the shotgun once again with Leonard on his right, and it looks like it's going to be a false start as the officials blow the play dead. And it is indeed. So Camp Verde will take a few steps back to the 34-yard line. It'll be 1st and 15. As I was saying before the fumble, Sedona and Camp Verde now in different sections in Division 5. So this was a game they elected to play with each other. It wasn't one assigned to them by the AIA officials. But a good, fun cross-valley rivalry. Hyers now in the snap. He's going to look to throw, and he's got Dakota Brulin for a short gain. Looks like he might have gotten back to the original line of scrimmage for maybe 4 or 5 yards. We'll see where the officials spot the ball. Dakota Bruland on the reception, number 24, and the Scorpions' Derek Johnson, number 14, in on the tackle. They will place the ball just shy of the 30-yard line. So it's still going to be 2nd and 11 for the Cowboys. Maybe 12. This time, it's a pass from the backfield, a little screen to Leonard. He'll get caught at the line of scrimmage. Great job by number 54, Xander Russell, for the Scorpions to hold up Leonard. And we've got a flag on the play. So let's see what the officials say. Might have been a holding for the Cowboys, but we'll see. Here comes the referee with the call. And it looks like an illegal block in the back on Cowboys. So another penalty will set him back again, similar to what the Scorpions faced on their last drive, or their drive before the fumble, as they started out good and then got sent back repeatedly by penalties. So the Cowboys will take over. It's still second down, but now they've got about 18 yards to go. They're trying to get to the 20-yard line, and they're at about the 36, 37. Iyer once again in the shotgun. He'll sprint out to his right. He'll look to pass, and it's picked off. Interception by Sedona. Wide open down the sideline. Can't see the number yet, but he'll take it all the way inside the 20-yard line of Camp Verde. And it was Bailey Ehrlich, the offensive star. What an interception, and he'll take it down the right sideline. About 40 yards to the Cowboy 19-yard line. So the Cowboys were getting a short field after the fumble, and turnabout is fair play as they'll turn the ball over. Bailey Ehrlich with the interception took it down the right sideline to the 19-yard line. Just under 5 minutes left here in the first quarter, and Camp Verde will take a timeout. We'll take it too. We'll be right back with more Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion football on 780 ESPN KAZM right after this. Welcome back in, football fans. Sedona Scorpions taking back over on the offense. There was a handoff to the left side. He'll make the sideline and get down. Touchdown, number 23, Justice Key. As the Sedona Scorpions, they had taken over at the 19-yard line after a Camp Verde interception with Bailey Ehrlich picking it off. And now on one play is all it takes for Sedona to get into the end zone. Justice Keane with the run around the left side for the first touchdown of the 2015 season for the Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpions. Here comes the extra point, and no, here does not come the extra point as there's a flag. If they blew it dead, it's most likely false start. We'll see what the official says. And no, we're going to have an offsides on the Cowboys, so they'll cut the distance in half to the goal line. It'll be now at the 1 yard line for Sedona. Let's see if they still elect to kick it or maybe try for two. Again, great job by Justice Keane avoiding tackles. He spun out of one as he was hit about 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage and then made it the 20 yards into the end zone. And it looks like they will go for it as the kicker throws his tee to the sideline. And let's see what the Scorpions have dialed up for the two-point conversion try. Dawson Barber under center, and we've got flags against the ball is snapped. Let's see who it is on this time. And now we've got a false start on the Scorpions, so we'll bring it back and see if they elect to kick it once again. And yes, the ball boy brings out the tee. Looks like they will now go for the standard extra point. The Scorpion kicker, Boom is his nickname, Crapenthong, puts it up. It's low. Let's see if it got through. No, it did not. So after the penalty pushes the Scorpions back 5 yards on the extra point try, the kick is low and did not make it over the upright. So the Scorpions will kick it away to the Cowboys. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. You're listening to Sedona Red Rock High School football on 780 KACM. Welcome back, folks, to John Ordine Stadium, where the Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpions are taking on the Camp Verde Cowboys. There's a little over 4.5 minutes left here in the first quarter, as the Scorpions struck first in the game, but could not convert the extra point. And it looks like the players, they were on the field for kickoff and have now gone to their sidelines. As the official signal, nope, give them a little bit more of a rest. As I was saying, the Cowboys and Scorpions are now in a different section in Division 5 under AIA realignment over the offseason. And the Scorpions find themselves in a pretty good position as the only one left from their session last year is Gray Hills Academy, who did not win a game. And everyone who was ahead of the Scorpions in the standings was moved either in divisions or sections. So they're kind of have a prime opportunity here to take advantage of a pretty good schedule as they face teams now mostly on the Navajo Reservation and see if they can convert. Tonight they're facing off against Campbell Cowboys. They'll take a week off next Friday, and then on September 4th they'll be back in action against Paradise Honors Academy in Surprise. Scorpions now set to kick off. It's going to be an onside, and it'll go out of bounds through the hands of the Scorpion Hands team. And it'll be a short field once again for the Cowboys. The ball went out at about the 49-yard line for the Scorpions, or rather just on the Scorpions' side of the field. Let's see where the officials place it. Cowboys had a short field last time, but got pushed back by penalties, and then Heyer threw that interception to Bailey Ehrlich. The Cowboys will take over at the Scorpion 49-yard line. They're back in the huddle now as the officials place the ball and start the clock. Just over 4.5 minutes into the left in the first quarter here, and Sedona has the 6-0 lead. Cowboys now still waiting for a play to come in from the sideline from the running back number 4, Jason Leonard. And they're hurrying to the line now as the Sedona defense sets up. Heyer once again in the shotgun with Leonard to his right, and the officials blow it dead before anything can get started. No flag. Let's see what the official signals. It's another timeout for Camp Verde. Sedona Red Rock High School in Section 7 of Division 5. Last year, ahead of them in the standings was Joy Christian Academy, Lee Williams, Kingman Academy, and then they had an equal record with Williams, but had lost a tiebreaker. All those teams now are in a different division, as the Sedona Scorpions will take the field this year against, their section is made up of Gray Hills Academy, Pinon, Tuba City, Monument Valley, and Hopi. And of those teams, last year, only Tuba City had a successful season. They won their division with an 8-2 record and went to the playoffs. So, a prime opportunity for the Scorpions this year, in the first year of head coach John Bradshaw's regime, that they can, we'll see if they can move up in the standings and make it to the playoffs for the first time in about a decade. Team's back on the field now. Cowboys back in the shotgun. Heyer's got Leonard to his right. He'll take the snap, fake the handoff to Leonard. He'll pass it downfield. Ehrlich's there again for another interception. It's a fantastic play to stay on his feet. He's at the 40-yard line, at the 45. He's wrapped up there and brought down, but Bailey Ehrlich with a second interception in as many series for Sedona. Heyer's throw kind of floated a bit in the air. Ehrlich was there waiting for it, and he used his height and his leaping ability to take that ball out of the air before it could even get to the Camp Verde receiver. So Sedona will take over on their own 46-yard line. Let's see if they can capitalize. Last interception, of course, turned into a touchdown for the Scorpions. Let's see if they can do that again. Barbara back in the shotgun now. He's got a man to his right. He'll go back to pass. He'll launch it down the sideline to Ehrlich, but that'll be about a yard past his reach on the right sideline. And we've got another flag on the field. Not sure what it might be. Maybe pass interference. Looks like it was a bit farther down the field towards where Ehrlich and Heyer were trying to make that play. Officials conversing now. And it is going to be pass interference on Bailey Ehrlich. And that'll push it back for the Scorpions. They'll repeat the down, but it's going to be first and long now after the offensive pass interference call. So, Scorpions trying to capitalize again after another interception by Bailey Ehrlich. Those little gamesmanship there between the receiver and defender. And the officials say that Ehrlich struck first. It'll be first down and 25 now. They're pushed all the way back to their own 30-yard line. Dawson Barber back in the shotgun. The crowd trying to get the team revved up here on first and long. Barber takes a snap, but looks like there was movement on the line. We'll see who moved first. Looks like the official is signaling false start, illegal procedure. So another penalty on first down for Scorpions. It'll now be first down and 30. They started out at their own 49-yard line, pushed all the way back to their own 25 now, but they've got four downs to make it up. Let's see what the offense can do. Team looking over to the sideline for their plays. Dawson Barber conversing with his line now. The receivers have got, or the Scorpions, rather, have got Ehrlich out on the right, and it looks like Javier Pacheco may be split out wide on the left. This time, Barber will take the snap, hand it off at the line of scrimmage, and there will be no gain there for Justice Keene, as the Cowboys met him right at the line and brought him down. And it'll be now 2nd and 31. Not a great start for this drive after the Bailey Ehrlich interception. Sedona trying to dig itself out of a hole near now, backed up deep in their own territory. This time Ehrlich will pitch to the right. It'll go to number 14, Derek Johnson, who sweeps around the end, picks up about 10 yards. But they're still looking at about 3rd down and 20. After the, looks like they'll give a, 10 yards to Derek Johnson. 3rd down and 21 now for the Scorpions, maybe 22. Taking a look at where the chains are placed. Scorpion offense looking to the sideline for the play. Let's see what the coaches have dialed up for 3rd and long. Looks like Dawson Barber will be lining up under center. He's got a man behind him, Justice Keene, and a wide receiver split out to either side. They'll send a man in motion from the left to the right. Barber back to pass, fires a bullet into the hands of Corbin Pulido, but right out again as he was hit by a Camp Verde defender. That was number 24, Dakota Bruland, put the hit on him, and he dropped the ball, so it's going to be 4th and long. And we'll expect to see the punt team here for the Scorpions. The ball is placed at their own 34-yard line. And yes, indeed, number 14, Derek Johnson, is back to punt. Dakota Bruland, who had a hit there to break up that play, back deep to receive. Here's the snap. It's a good one. And the kick to the right sideline. They'll go out of bounds. Let's see where they place it. It looks like it might be around the 40, maybe 45-yard line of Camp Verde. And it will indeed be the 40-yard line. Well, the Camp Verde offense will take over once again. 2 minutes, 40 seconds left here in the first half. Excuse me, the first quarter. Sedona still leads 6-0. The Camp Verde offense has struggled for the past few series, getting anything done with penalties, and then the two big interceptions by Bailey Ehrlich set them back. They'll break the huddle now. Players head to the line, and looks like they've made a change at quarterback, where Peyton Sarkisian is now back in the shotgun. And he's still got Jason Leonard to his left. They'll hand it off to Leonard, and he's brought down in the backfield. Big loss for the Cowboys, as it looked like number 77, Jake Christensen, there to stop that play dead in its tracks. It's going to be a loss of 5 for Camp Verde. They'll face a 2nd and 15. Jake Christian right there in the backfield. As soon as Leonard got the ball, he was brought down. Well read by Christensen, as Sarkisian now back 5 yards deep in the shotgun with Leonard at his right. They've got a receiver on the left, 2 on the right. They'll hand it to Leonard to the left. He'll put a spin move on a man, but he's brought down at the line of scrimmage. And we've got 2 flags flying after the play. Let's see what the officials say. Derek Johnson, number 14 for the Scorpions, on the tackle there, right at the line of scrimmage. Clock stops at 1:49 left in the first quarter, as the officials will converse to see what the penalty was. Again, it came late at the end of the play and just after. So we'll see who the guilty party is here. Ball at the 35-yard line, but that's about to change one way or the other. And it looks like we've got a personal foul on Sedona. That's going to be a 15-yard penalty that'll take the ball up to the 50-yard line and an automatic first down for the Cowboys. Big break for Cowboys as their offense is struggling, but a 15-yard penalty from the Sedona defense. Judging from when the flag was thrown, I'm guessing that might have been a late hit. But either way, it'll be 1st and 10 now for the Cowboys. They'll reset the clock now to 1:56. And Camp Verde now will take over as they're still getting the clock set. So we'll see if the Cowboys can capitalize there on the big penalty by the Sedona defense. As Peyton Sarkisian They take a direct snap to Leonard. He'll break through a few tackles all the way down to the 35, maybe the 34-yard line of Sedona. Peyton Sarkisian, the quarterback, was back to take the snap, but it looked like a direct snap to Jason Leonard, who took it to the left side, broke three tackles, it looked like, and he was set free, and it'll be at the 36-yard line for Cam Verde. That'll be another first down for the Cowboys, as the best offensive play they've had tonight so far. Let's see if they can keep it going. Went out of bounds at 36-yard line. Sarkisian now back in the shotgun. He's got Leonard to his left. He'll hand it off to him again. He's met in the backfield this time, and it's going to be a loss of 2 yards. Looked like number 74, maybe Michael Ryan, on the tackle. So it's going to be a loss of 1 on the play. Second down and 11 now for Cam Verde. Sarkisian in the shotgun. They've got one receiver on the left side and three to the right, with Leonard to the left of Sarkisian. He'll throw right, and looks like the number one, Trevor Heyer, the quarterback that started the game, and he'll take the pass all the way to the 20-yard line. Another good pickup for Cam Verde offense, suddenly revitalized after that 15-yard penalty, and they'll take the ball all the way to the 21 with another first down. Getting the clock set. There's 1 minute left here in the first quarter. Scorpions still with the only score at 6-0 after the missed extra point. And the official starts to play. Sarkisian gets the ball, hands it off to Leonard, sheds a blocker to his left, makes a man miss, and he's still on his feet all the way into the end zone. Touchdown, Camp Verde. What a run by Jason Leonard. He was met at the line of scrimmage, made a man miss. After that, broke through another tackle and made it all the way to the end zone for the 21-yard run and the touchdown as Cam Verde ties it up. 6-6, pending the PAT. Again, the Cam Verde offense was kind of floundering there back at their own 30-yard line, but they had a big penalty by the Sedona defense. Personal foul took it to the 50, and the Cowboys took over from there. They're on now for the extra point attempt. Snap is down. The kick is up. And the kick is good. So, just like that, Cam Verde takes the lead back with 48 seconds left in the first quarter. 7-6, Cam Verde leading Sedona. We'll take a break now and be back with you right after this. Welcome back, folks, to John Ordine Memorial Stadium, where your Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpions are taking on the Cam Verde Cowboys. Apologize for the technical delays if you're listening over the air. So we're having internet connectivity issues, but it was a short kickoff by the Cowboys and a big return by Justice Keene. The Scorpions will take over on their own 45-yard line with Dawson Barber under center. He's got a man in the backfield. Receivers split out to either side, and they'll send a man in motion. And the snap comes. The ball is run by number 11, Corbin Pulido, but right into the line. There'll be no gain on the play, and it looks like he may have lost a yard. So it looks like second and 11 for the Scorpions, with Cowboys' Luis Herrera on the tackle. Sedona started out the scoring as there's just 10 seconds left. Looks like this will be the last play of the first quarter, as the clock is at 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1, and they just get the snap off, and it's a handoff. And it's a handoff into the backfield to number 23, Justice Keene. He'll break a few tackles, change direction to the left side of the infield. And a Cam Verde player runs into the bench. Big spill, there was only one person on it. But Justice Keene, with a good run, he was stuck in the backfield, reverse direction, and made about 7 or 8 yards. It'll hard to tell where he went out of bounds with the confusion there as the... As a bench went tipping over, but that will be the last play of the first quarter. Camp Verde Cowboys lead the Scorpions 7-6, and we will take a break and be back with you right after this. Welcome back, folks, to the second quarter of Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion football as they take on the Camp Verde Cowboys in the Cross Valley rivalry. Scorpions looking for their fourth win in a row over Camp Verde, including a win here last year when they beat the Cowboys 28-12, I believe it was. Scorpions will now head from north to south as it's third and one at their 45-yard line of the Cowboys. And it looks like it's going to be a first down on the handoff to number 15, Xavier Turnbull. Looked like he just got 2 yards, only needed one. So it will be a first down for the Scorpions as the official placed the ball at the Camp Verde 43-yard line. Scorpions trying to take the lead back after they scored first, and then Camp Verde answered on the previous drive. Camp Verde leads it 7-6 as the Scorpions are trying to take back that lead. Dawson Barber under center now. He's got a back behind him. They'll send a man in motion from left to right, and they'll pitch it to him. Number 14, Derek Johnson. He'll break a tackle at the line to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, and brought down at about the 5-yard line. Great run for Derek Johnson as it looked like Bryce Wantland there on the tackle and Thomas Herrera for the Cowboys. But a big pickup for Sedona as it took it about, looks like, it's hard to tell from this angle, looked like about a 25, 30-yard run for Derek Johnson. And the Scorpions are in business with first and goal at the 5-yard line. The Scorpions now in position to take the lead. Let's see what their offense can do. Dawson Barber will be back under center once again. Wide out split on either side with a man in the backfield. They'll send a man in motion. Hand it off to him, number 11, that's Corbin Pulido. He'll head into the line. We'll see what kind of a gain, if any, he made. And he will get a yard. So it's second down and maybe 3 yards. Hard to tell from this angle exactly where the ball is placed. But it looks like it's just inside the 5-yard line. So we'll call it second and goal from the 5, rather, for the Scorpions. Dawson Barber, once again, under center with a man behind him, number 23, Justice Keen. They'll send a man in motion from the left to the right, but the handoff will go to Keen. He'll break tackles at the line, and he's in for the touchdown. Justice Keen with the 5-yard run, and he'll get a flag after the touchdown. He had a little bit to say to the defender who couldn't keep him out of the end zone, and it looks like it may be unsportsmanlike conduct on Justice Keen after the 5-yard touchdown run. The touchdown will count. The Scorpions do retake the lead. It's 12-7, pending the PAT. Referee having a discussion with head coach John Bradshaw about the infraction. And we'll see what they call. Again, it looked like an unsportsmanlike conduct. And here comes the signal. The touchdown is good. And it is unsportsmanlike conduct on Justice Keen for the Scorpions. That'll send them backwards on the... Nope, they'll assess the penalty on the kickoff. So they'll send them 15 yards back on the kickoff. They will kick the PAT. Again, on their first touchdown run, it was a penalty that set them back 6 yards, or 7 yards, rather, on PAT, and that one was missed as it went low. But they'll go for the... We'll see if they go for the extra point or the two-point conversion, see if they can get it back to a one... or rather a 7-point lead with the touchdown and the PAT. Let's see which Scorpion side takes the field, the offense or the kick team. Looks like the coaches are still talking it over. The players looking to the sideline. And it looks like they're going to go for two here. As Dawson Barber will line up in the shotgun. Got Justice Keen behind him once again to his left. Wideout splits to either side as they're waiting for officials, I think, to start the play here. 10:08 left in the second quarter here in the first game of the season for the Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpions and the Camp Verde High School Cowboys. Scorpions will indeed go for two with Barber in the gun, Justice Keen to his left. And it's a low snap between the legs of Barber. He'll pick it up. He'll run to his right. Looks like he's going to try to take it in himself, but the Cowboys' defense is there, and they'll stop him about the 5-yard line. Bad snap there for the Scorpions. It went between the legs of Dawson Barber, and he picked it up about 10 or 12 yards back in the backfield. But Scorpions retake the lead with the touchdown. It's 12-7 now with 10 minutes and 8 seconds left in the second quarter. We'll take a break real quick. You're listening to Sedona Red Rock High School Football on ESPN 780 KAZN. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Sedona Red Rock High School Football here on 780 KAZN, your local ESPN affiliate. Scorpions all set to kick off from their own 25-yard line after the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. The kick is in the air, and it looks like it's going to be Dakota Brulin picking it up at the 33-yard line for the Cowboys. Breaks a few tackles and brought down around the 50. Let's see where the official spot the ball. My apologies. That was Bryce Watley on the return. And Michael Ryan in on the tackle for Sedona as the Cowboys will take over at their own 48-yard line. Sedona opened the scoring tonight with a 14-yard touchdown runabout. Camp Verde retook the lead, and Sedona took the lead just before this on a great run by Justice Keene. Sedona leads 12-7 as the Cowboys now take over on offense. It'll be Peyton Sarkisian in at quarterback once again, and he's got Jason Leonard to his left. A quick pass by the Cowboys to Trevor Heyer. He'll make a man miss and spin for the first down. A nifty move there by Heyer. And it's a complete pass for about 13 yards. It'll be a first down for the Cowboys into the Sedona side of the field. They'll mark the ball at the Sedona 39-yard line. I believe that is the second completion for the night. First for Peyton Sarkisian as Trevor Heyer started the game in quarterback. And we'll take a break now as the Scorpions call a timeout. The teams head to the sidelines. 9:53 left in the first half as Sedona leads at 12-7. We'll have Camp Verde ball when we come back right after this. Welcome back in, folks. You're listening to Sedona Red Rock High School Football on 780 KAZM. Camp Verde Cowboys taking on the Scorpions tonight. And they've got a first and 10 at the 39-yard line of Sedona, and the pass play on first down was incomplete. Josh Freeman calling the game for you tonight, and I will be with you all season long as Mike, who did the games for most of last year, is now an assistant coach for Sedona Red Rock High School, coaching, helping out on the defense with linebackers and kind of all over the place, as it is the head coaching debut for John Bretshaw. It'll be second down now and 10 for Cowboys. Sarkisian in the gun. He'll hand it off to Leonard. And Jason Leonard is brought down right at the line of scrimmage. So no gain at all on the first two plays for the Cowboys as they're trying to retake the lead from Sedona. It'll be third down and 10. Jake Christensen in there on the tackle, and I believe Tim Hall was in there as well. Cowboys now line up in the shotgun. Sarkisian will look to his left. He's got Leonard there in the backfield. Makes the reception. Makes a few men miss. He's to the 30, the 25, the 20-yard line, and brought down at about the 19. Jason Leonard on the reception. Took it to the left side. A well-run play by the Cowboys. It'll be another first down. They're inside the 20-yard line at the 19. We had a bit of a slow start on the first few drives of this game, but the offenses have really kicked it into gear here in the second quarter. Just under 9 minutes remaining in the half. Peyton Sarkisian will line up once again in the backfield for the Cowboys with Leonard to left. He'll take the snap, fake the handoff to Leonard, keep it himself. He's met the line, and he's fumbled the ball. His lineman was able to recover it. It looked like that was number 67, Roller Bina, on the recovery. As Sarkisian fumbled the ball as he was going down. But it's going to be a big loss either way for the Cowboys. Looks like it's going to be about second and 16 now. Ball back to the 26-yard line, it looks like. So second and 16 for Camp Verde after the fumble. Good play by the Sedona defense. Sarkisian will take it in the gun, sprint out to his right, and throw to his right. He's got number 35. That's Ryan Loza. who gets it past the original line of scrimmage and picks up another couple yards after that. Looks like the ball is going to be at about the 16-yard line. And we've got another flag after the play, and the official throws his hat in the air to mark the spot. We'll see what happens this time. Again, it was a gain of about 8 or 9 yards there on 2nd and 16 for the Cowboys. And it looks like there's going to be offsetting personal fouls, one each on the Cowboys and the Scorpions. So the play will stand, and the result of the play will stand. I believe it will be 3rd down and 7 for the Cowboys. In the shotgun once again, he'll take the snap, pass it again to Leonard. This play worked well last time, but this time the Sedona defense is there. They bring him down after just a yard or so. Several players there in on the tackle. Looked like Xander Russell's number was in there. Maybe Justice Keene and Derek Johnson. They met Justice Leonard at the line, brought him down after just a yard, and it's going to be 4th and 6 for the Cowboys. At the 15, they're going to call a timeout and talk it over, see what they can do. Good job by the Sedona defense to toughen up as the Cowboys got inside the 20-yard line. They didn't make it much farther than that as the Scorpion defense forced a fumble, a big loss of yards on that play. And then the play that Jason Leonard had just taken for 16 or 17 yards and a first down, they stopped at the line of scrimmage. So Cam Brady's going to talk it over, see what they'll do on 4th down and 5 from about the 15 or 16-yard line. Team coming back out onto the field now. We'll see if the Cowboys might go for it or maybe try for a kick. Scorpions lead the Cowboys 12-7 with 7:35 left here in the first half. First game of the year for both teams, and it looks like the Cowboys will go for it as Sarkisian lines up in the gun. He's got a man on the right-hand side of the field. It's Trevor Heyer. He couldn't catch it. He got a hand on it, but the ball goes out of bounds as Trevor Heyer tumbles to the ground. And the Scorpions will take over. Good defensive stand there by the Sedona defense. After the Cowboys got it deep into their territory, the Scorpions will take over at about their own 15-yard line. Scorpions with a couple touchdowns on the day. If they're going to go for a third, it's going to be a long field for them of 85 yards. Let's see what the offense can do. As Dawson Barber lines up under center once again. Wideouts on either side of him and a man in the backfield. They'll send Johnson in motion again. This time Barber's back to pass. Oh! And the receiver tripped. It looks like that was meant for maybe Tony Vandalore, looked like, number 24. He tripped as the ball was coming to him. It wasn't clear whether that was on his own feet or on the defenders. But either way, the pass was incomplete, and it looks like it was number 22, Javier Pacheco. So it'll be 3rd and 9 for Sedona as they're trying to get out of their side of the field. Barber will line up under center once again with the man behind him. He'll look to pass once again. Oh, he's hit as he throws it. Let's see if it's incomplete. Yes, the ball did go forward, so it was not a fumble as the ball went out of bounds anyway. But Barber hit hard as he threw it. Looked like that might have been number 69 for the Cowboys. I'm not sure who that was. But either way, it'll be 4th and 9 for Sedona. Looks like Derek Johnson will be in to punt. He'll stand at his own 6-yard line, backing up to the 5. Dakota Brulin back deep to receive punt. As here is the snap. The kick is away. It's a pretty good one. Brulin looks for it at his 50. Calls for the fair catch there. Right at the 50-yard line. As Camp Verde will take over 1st and 10 at midfield. Cowboys coached by Steve Darby in his 3rd year at Camp Verde High School. Again, the Scorpions in the head coaching debut of John Bradshaw, who's been an assistant for the team for several years. And Chasm's own Mike Tabak, also an assistant this year for Sedona, which is why I am here doing the game for you. Looks like Peyton Sarkisian will continue at quarterback. Trevor Heyer started the game quarterback. Offense didn't do a lot on the first couple of series, but the Cowboys do have a touchdown with Sarkisian under center under the shifty feet of Jason Leonard. Sarkisian takes a snap. He'll take a 3-step drop. Look to his right. He'll stumble. Stays up. Runs to his left now. And he throws, dumps it off to Leonard. And he's got a big hole in the middle of the field. 20-yard gain for Jason Leonard. Broken play. Peyton Sarkisian stumbled. He had three Sedona Scorpions right next to him, but he was able to get rid of the ball to Jason Leonard, who took it 20 yards before he was tackled by Derek Johnson. He got it to the 31-yard line after a 19-yard reception. Good run there by Jason Leonard for Camp Verde. Their offense is moving once again. They weren't able to get anything done their last time on the Sedona side of the field. As the Sedona defense held strong, we'll see if Sedona can do it again. As the Cowboys have first and 10 now. This time it'll be a handoff to Leonard on the right. He's met in the backfield and brought down for a big loss. Number 77, Jake Christensen with the tackle in the backfield. And it's going to be a loss of 4 for the Cowboys. As they're going to face now 2nd and 14 at the 35-yard line. I believe that is the second tackle for a loss by Jake Christensen at tackle position. And the Cowboys will take over now. Sarkisian once again in the shotgun. Two receivers on his right. He'll throw to one of them at sideline. It's higher. The ball hits him in the hands. He can't bring it down. As you may have heard the footsteps of that defender closing in on him. So it's going to be 3rd and long now for the Cowboys. As they've gone backwards after the initial first down by Jason Leonard. 3rd and 14 at the 35-yard line as Sarkisian goes to the sideline for the play. Cowboys got to the Sedona 15 on their last drive before the defense held strong and was able to keep him out of the end zone, and now the Cowboys will huddle up as the Hire tries to get his men situated. And now they're lining up with receiver on either side, Leonard in the backfield, man in motion. Sarkisian will take a snap, turn around, and spin to his right. He'll go to the left. He's met there by several Sedona defenders before he's brought down by Alan Rubalcaba. Tim Hall, sorry, has a 76 there instead of a 78. But it is another loss on the play. It's going to be 4th and 16 for the Cowboys from the 36-yard line. We'll see if they go for it or choose to punt. Let's see how they line up their huddling now as they talk it over. Trevor Heyer goes to the sideline to get the play. He'll bring it back into the huddle. So the Sedona defense once again holding strong after Camp Verde got to about the 30-yard line. The Scorpions have forced two losses and one play of no gain. So the Cowboys will go for it with Sarkisian and snap. He'll take a three-step drop. He'll throw it to the right side. He's got Trevor Heyer there. Can't make the catch as the ball falls to his feet. And the Sedona defense holds strong once again. They'll take over at their own 31-yard line right after this. You're listening to Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football on 780 KACN. Welcome back in, folks, to Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football. I'm Josh Freeman, calling the game for you tonight. Scorpions will take over after Cowboy punt, and they'll start out with an offsides penalty on the Cowboy defensive line. So, 1st and 5 for Scorpions. They're in good shape at their own 41-yard line, trying to maintain and extend their 12-7 lead as there's 4.5 minutes here in the first half. Dawson Barber will take the snap, and he'll throw a almost picked off there by Dakota Brulin, but he couldn't bring it down with Derek Johnson, the intended receiver, on the play. The pass was well placed, but Brulin was right there to break it up. And it will be 2nd and 5 now for the Scorpions. Again, they lead 12-7 with 4.5 minutes left here in the first half. Looks like Dawson Barber will line up under center this time with a back behind him. That's Justice Keene and receivers on either side. They'll now send Johnson in motion, and they'll give him the handoff. He got the first down. 5 yards, 10 yards to the 50-yard line. A good 10-yard run by Derek Johnson for the Scorpions. It'll be a first down at midfield. He was the man in motion on that play. Swept to the right side. Took the ball 10 yards for the first down. Again, the Sedona Scorpions trying to put another score on the board before the end of this second quarter. Barber will now line up in the shotgun with Keene on his right. Receivers wide on either side. They'll hand it off to Keene to the left side. He'll break a couple of tackles in the backfield, another past the line of scrimmage, and it looks like he'll take it for about 7 yards to the 46-yard line. No, let's see where he went out of bounds. The officials are marking the ball at the 46, so just a 4-yard gain for Justice Keene. But again, he did have to break a couple of tackles to get that far. And it will be 2nd and 6 now for the Scorpions. As I was going to say before that handoff, I hadn't heard Bailey Ehrlich's number called in a while, as the Sedona run game has been going pretty well. Dawson Barber now lined under center for the Scorpions. He's got Xavier Turnbull in the backfield. Johnson will go in motion again. They'll pitch it to Johnson. He had the first down last time on this play. Can't get it this time, but he does pick up 2 yards with another flag on the play and Camp Verde man down on the field. Looks like it may be Jordan May. He's up, and he looks like he's okay. And it was a holding penalty on the Scorpions. So 2nd and 6 will turn into a 2nd and 16 situation. After the 2-yard run by Derek Johnson. 12-7, Scorpions still lead at 3 minutes and 40 seconds left here in the first half. The officials now marking the ball back onto the Sedona side of the field at the 46-yard line, where it'll be 2nd and 16 for the Scorpions. 2nd and 14, rather, after the run by Johnson. Dawson Barber under center. Johnson will go in motion again. He'll slip and fall, but they'll hand the ball off instead to number 11, Corbin Puglio. He's met at the line. Maybe gained just a yard on the play to make it 3rd and 13 now for the Scorpions. Time is running out. Just over 3 minutes left here in the first half. Sedona trying to put another score on the board. Cowboys trying to hold steady on defense and see if they can maybe retake the lead with a touchdown. Scorpions at their own 47-yard line on the 3rd and long. Barber lines up under center. He's got Turnbull in the backfield with him. Wides on either side. He'll take the snap, fake the handoff. No, he did hand it off to Xavier Turnbull, who looks like he picked up about six yards on the play. And it looks like it will be a gain of 5. Peyton Sarkisian, the Cowboy quarterback, showing up on defense there for the tackle. And 4th and 8 for the Scorpions. Let's see what they decide to do. Looks like the Derek Johnson is back to punt. Dakota Brulin back to receive for the Cowboys at his own 15-yard line. And no, it's going to be a fake punt. Dawson Barber takes to the right side. He's met short of the first down as he's tackled there by Kevin Othout. And just about 4 yards short of the first down on that fake punt. And the Cowboys will take over once again with just over 2 minutes left to go here in the first half. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Cowboys at their own 44-yard line. Sedona still leads it 12-7. Two rushing touchdowns in this game so far, and one for Cowboys has got us to the 12-7 point with an extra point missed, and then the failed two-point conversion try for the Scorpions leaves them at 12 points. So let's see if the Sedona defense can hold strong here as the Cowboys take over at their own 44-yard line. Sarkisian back in the backfield. He'll take the snap, a quick pass to his left. The pass is complete for about 5-6 yards, maybe. Number 20, Chandler Crittenden, on the reception. The clock will still run. He was still in bounds. So it's going to be 1:46 for the Cowboys, left for the Cowboys, as they've got 2nd down and 5 yards to go. Sarkisian will line up in the backfield once again with Leonard on his left. He'll look to his right, and the throw, wide open man, Trevor Heyer there, is tackled, and it is a 1st down. It looks like he fell over for a gain of maybe 7 yards there on 2nd and 5. So a 1st down for the Cowboys. As it looks like the officials will spot the ball at the Scorpion 44. Cowboys on the move here, trying to get a score with just under 1.5 minutes left here in the first half. Sarkisian in the center, back in the shotgun rather, once again. He's got all kinds of time. Looks like he's going to run it himself. He's got 5 yards, 6, 7. Looks like he picked up about 8 yards as he fell forward on the tackle. And another flag after the play. Looked like number 78, Tim Hall, with the tackle, keeping Sarkisian short of the 1st down. But again, let's see what this flag is. It was thrown in by the back judge, as it's going to be a personal foul on the Cowboys. Costly penalty for Camp Verde after an 8-yard run by Peyton Sarkisian. 2nd and 2 is going to turn into 2nd and 17 as they're pushed back by that penalty to their own side of the field. Looks like they'll take it at their own 49-yard line. So Cowboys were in business at about the 35 of the Scorpions with just over a minute left to try to get into the end zone, but that job just got a bit harder with 2nd and 17 now. Sarkisian still in the backfield with Leonard to his right. They'll send man in motion as Sarkisian spins to his left. He'll make the pass to Brulin, but it's behind him. Can't reel it in, and that's incomplete. 3rd and long now. 3rd and 17 for the Cowboys. You got to wonder if maybe the Sedona defense can hold here, if they might have time to try to add another score to the board before the end of the half, as the clock has been stopped at just 56 seconds left here in the first half with a 3rd and 17. The chains still say 2nd down. I'm not sure if I'm confused or they are, but we'll see. Again, the chains showing 2nd and 17. I'm not sure if that's first down counted or not, but looks like here's the snap, and Sedona gets into the backfield. 3 Scorpions in on Sarkisian. He was deep in the shotgun. Looks like Michael Ryan and Tim Hall on the tackle. A big loss for the Cowboys once again, but another penalty. And let's see what this one was. Officials pointing towards Sedona. And this might be another... Let's see if it's a personal foul. Nope, we got a face mask on the tackle as they were bringing Sarkisian down. That's an automatic first down for the Cowboys. Oh, no. Inadvertent, so it's just a 5-yard penalty, it looks like. So Cowboys still facing 2nd and long. And again, I thought it was 3rd down, but the chains are still showing 2nd down. Sarkisian takes the ball in his shotgun. Pass is incomplete, as the receiver was hit by number 22, Javier Pacheco. Looked like that might have been Ryan Loza, the intended receiver there, but the ball got to him, and Pacheco got to him right after, and he wasn't able to reel it in. So a long 4th down with 41 seconds. Let's see what the Scorpions can do with 40 seconds left. As it looks like the officials may want more time added to the clock. I'm not sure. We'll see what they say. But again, 3rd and long now for the Cowboys. 3rd and 18 is what it looks like. The officials now having a discussion with the Sedona coaches. But looks like they're going to run a few seconds actually off the clock from 41 to 35 seconds. As the officials trying to get things straightened out here. Sedona trying to get the ball back before halftime. And Camp Verde trying to put... there regained the lead, rather, before the end of the half. But they've got a tall order before them, as it's 3rd and 18 now. Official signal, everything's all set. And Camp Verde is set to snap now with Sarkisian in the gun. And Leonard to his right. They'll send a man in motion. Sarkisian will spin to his right. He'll look to throw. Now he's back to his left, hounded by the Sedona defensive line. He'll get the ball off to Trevor Heyer at the original line of scrimmage. We've got another foul or a flag on the play. It might be holding as Heyer gets all the way back to the 35-yard line. Just a yard short of first down, but again, there was a flag during the run. Might have been holding on the Cowboys. And let's see what the officials say. No, I think a substitution error penalty on Camp Verde. Let's see what the officials mark off here. It is going to be a penalty on Camp Verde. A legal man downfield is what the call is. So Camp Verde with a big gain, but they're brought back again as they've just haven't been able to get past that. Every time they get past the midfield mark on this drive, they get sent back, but they have run quite a bit of clock off as there's just 15 seconds left. This may be the last play of the first half on 3rd and 23 for the Cowboys. Sarkisian in the gun. And now we've got a flag. No. Let's see. The official took the flag out. Didn't throw it. He kind of set it gently on the ground, but it looks like it is going to be a false start by Camp Verde. Turning a 3rd and 23 into a 3rd and 28. So onwards they go. Backwards. As they face 3rd and 23 with only 9 seconds left. So maybe this will be the final play of the first half, assuming they can get it off. And nope, they're just going to let the the clock run out. That'll be the end of the first half as the Scorpions maintain their 12-7 lead. Camp Verde had a couple shots there at the end of the second quarter to try to take the lead back, but they were unsuccessful. And the Scorpions will go into the halftime locker room with a 12-7 lead over the Camp Verde Cowboys. You're listening to Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football here on ESPN 780 KACM.